Welcome to Fitzarnes Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltimer, designed to keep you informed and captivated about the South African residential property market. Subscribe to our channel today and enjoy conversations with some of the most influential, innovative, and interesting industry experts, stakeholders, and scheme executives as they render input in today's property market.
Hi, good day. I'm Pearl Skeltimer, the CEO of Fitzarnes Estates, and welcome to our Fitzarnes Property Exchange. We're going to address a very interesting topic today, the matter of meeting Paul. And to tell us all about this is Puna Leroux. He's in IT and he's the owner of a software development company that specializes in mobile application development. As a long-standing owner, trustee, and chairperson of a self-managed scheme, Puna designed Meeting Pal in 2017 as a tool that will comply with the changes to Sectional Title Schemes Management Act, which now obliges bodies corporate to calculate votes both in number and value. Good morning, Puna.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And the honor is mine and the privilege is mine to be finally associated with yourself in such an illustrious podcast event.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. How did all of this come about? You obviously saw the gap, and this took you on a journey with the development of this app. So please tell us where it all started.
Thank you. Yes, so as you mentioned, I have been an owner with a change of the Act in 2016 regarding the calculation of resolutions in both number and value. And being in IT, I immediately realized that it will be a challenge every time we meet, even in person, to actually be able to announce the results in number and value during the meeting. As per the Act, you are required as chairperson to announce the results after the voting has taken place. And at that point, what we did is we used Excel spreadsheets with a yes and a no column and a formula to calculate the vote, but it still took us about 20 minutes per vote.
And a whole lot of tears for the managing agent, I suppose.
Yes. So in our case, we were a self-managed complex, but in that sense, I experienced exactly the same stress that the managing agents would experience during a normal meeting. So with that, then I actually designed I drafted a business requirement specification, the full-on specification as to how the system should work. I took it only on the business case, and I met with a couple of influential people that I knew in the sectional title space. And at that point, the feeling was unanimous that we would never meet logically physical. We will always meet in physical presence and not virtually, as it is more of a physical meeting style approach that managing agents and or even complexes would take. So I shelved the business requirement specification, put it aside, and when COVID hit in March last year, I was still the chairperson for this body.
Cultural. You take the dust, yeah.
Correct. I would have to take it off the shelf, dust it off, and I then assign some of my developers on the task of building the application for us. The very first version I built for myself, and that was done in 2 months' time. We developed the first version in 2 months, and I was going to only use it myself. I then did our AGM on it in June 2020. I ran our AGM very successfully on it. We had an 89% quorum, which was actually unheard of. We've never had a 89% quorum, even in physical
meetings. You mentioned earlier that before this app, it took approximately 20 minutes to establish a proper quorum. So when you had this meeting with your first test drive, how long did it take then to establish the quorum with your app
So we literally established quorum within 10 minutes after the start of the meeting. So, yeah, with that, but I must admit, and part of the approach, and I will address it a bit later on, I believe with virtual meetings, what we need to do is we need to do a bit more preparation using our app that you run a dry run, have a dry run meeting, get the people that are not familiar with the Zooms and the MS Teams and the meetups or any virtual conference call tool that you will use, get them to participate, make sure that their microphones work, that they understand how this also, you know, we in the corporate world are so used to having proper law of meetings in terms of raising your hand, muting yourself and things like that. But unfortunately, there are some owners and many owners that do not have the privilege of working every day or privilege. The pain of working every day virtually in sitting in virtual meetings all day. So for them, it's new, and I strongly recommend that we run a dry run for them to understand that the voting will happen separate from the video call. The video call will be conducted in order to maintain the good presence and be able for everybody to communicate verbally, but that you then have an application like the good old voting cards that we would hand out during physical meetings, that you can then run it, the voting, via your mobile phone.
Okay, so that brings me to the next question. Exactly what are some of the key features of this app?
So the key features are that you actually are in a position as a managing agent or an administrator of any of these AGM or special general meetings and or round robin decisions, can set up your meeting in advance, and allowing you then to set up all the invitees as relating to who are the owners, their door numbers, their email addresses, and very importantly, their PQ value in order for us to use the participation quota in order to drive the value.
Okay, so this needs to be set up beforehand.
Yes. You set up the meeting beforehand, but it literally takes you 20 minutes to set up a meeting.
All right. Can I just do a follow-up? And there's perhaps no quorum, and this meeting is being postponed until next week. Do you have to do it all over again, or once you've set up, it's there?
No. So we do not want you to actually pick up any additional strain by having to reset up the meeting. Once you do not have a quorum within the first 30 minutes, all you do is you set this. So the meeting has got four stages or four phases, statuses that you can take it through. The first one is when you set it up, there's a closed meeting. And then once the meeting, join the meeting and sign the attendance register.
All right.
By them joining the meeting, automatically signs the attendance register digitally. We then would, from there, identify and calculate the quorum requirements. And then if we do not have a quorum within 30 minutes, all you do is you set the status of the meeting to reschedule. It will automatically clear all the attendance register. So it makes a download of the attendance register at that point, but it clears the attendance register. It will set the date to 7 days in advance as per the Act. All you need to do physically that you need to take into consideration is your proxies. Yeah. When you have assigned proxies into the system, and those proxies might not be valid for an adjourned meeting, one would need just then to have the ability, well, and we do provide the ability for you to then either remove the proxies or get them reassigned.
Well, now I'm getting more and more excited about this. This is a brilliant idea. So let's talk about what matters most, the pricing of the system. Is it based on a once-off purchase of the app, or is it as per use per meeting, or how are involved?
So there's two models of licensing that we apply. The first one is what we call a token-based. It's a pay-per-use. So you can acquire one token for a specific meeting. And you can then run the meeting with a single meeting on that. And that can be, as I say, a meeting. We constitute a meeting, either being an AGM or an SGM, or we also do quite a number of round-robin decisions the meeting and the votes, and then allow that to be open for a week or 30 days, depending on the scenario. But the cost associated with a single use of the token base is 460 rand.
Wow.
We do not differentiate. We do. Yes. So we do not differentiate between the number of units. We're using IT.
Whether it's a small scheme of just 6 units or 600 units, the price is exactly the same.
The price is exactly the same.
All right.
And then we also have an annual license where we have a license for a complex for a period of 12 months. So they can at any time acquire an annual license for a period of 12 months. And within that 12 months, they can run an unlimited number of meetings, trustee meetings, directors meetings for HOAs, round robin sessions, SGMs, and where they, within that period of 12 months, they can run an unlimited amount of meetings.
Goodness me. Okay. That's awesome.
We've done a lot of research on that specifically. We started off looking at the to your point initially, to say whether we should actually use it based and calculate the price based on the number of units. But in essence, the system is quite easy for you to administer, and what we have found is that whether we charge you, the managing agents themselves actually upload and set up the structure of the meeting. We do not provide technical support and set up support and training support.
Okay, yeah, you're coming to my follow-up question is, do you provide support either to the client directly or to a managing agent that would be interested in purchasing this app?
Correct, yes. So we do have a proper support structure in play where we can support you to set up the initial meeting. So if it's your first time or the first couple of times, what we would do is we can actually work with you and set up the meeting on your behalf. And then based on that, we can send out the invites.
And what information would you need in order to establish?
If I may, just all common sense when running a virtual meeting. So we would have to have the agenda.
Okay.
We need to understand what are the voting items and the resolutions as per the agenda. And then we need to have an Excel spreadsheet with a list of the units relating to their door numbers, all the email addresses, and we don't mind whether you give us 1 or 10 or 100 email addresses per unit, so we can manage all of that. The email addresses, the registered owner name. The registered owner name is quite important. I'll get back to your PQ value. It is important to note.
And obviously the cell number.
No, we don't need a cell number. The application itself is a mobile application, and using your email address in conjunction, it's a combination of your email address.
Okay,
We use email address, your registered owner name as the key to the meeting. As you could understand, typically when people have trusts, they would have a trust that owns 1 or 2 units within a complex. And in that case, what we found is that in practice, there are many owners that do have a number of trusts with different number of units within a trust. So hence, we need to also differentiate between the legal entities. And associate a vote in one vote in number, but a total value for PQ values.
All right. Okay. Is there a possibility, if someone is interested, for a free trial, for a first meeting, to see whether they find value in this?
Certainly. What we do is we have quite a number of managing agents that we would typically take on. First of all, what we do is we provide them with training, a demonstration. We do demonstrations for them to be assured that the system actually does what it is supposed to do. Take into consideration all the aspects such as limiting proxies to 2, assigning, reassigning of proxies, differentiation between votes, special, unanimous, and or ordinary resolutions with the calculation the calculation being done automatically and immediately during the execution of the meeting. So we demonstrate that to managing agents and or to self-managed complexes. And then lastly, what we then would do is run a mock meeting between themselves initially.
Okay,
we do dry runs for, we do also, sorry, part of our pricing that I've not mentioned, our pricing, the token and both the annual licenses does include a dry run. So, and again, that's why we say we strongly recommend that you run a dry run meeting before your actual meeting. So what we do is once you set up your meeting, you just notify us that we need to duplicate that meeting for you for a dry run. And then you have that meeting and you can then run what you can feel like on the day of the actual meeting.
Okay, we talk about PQs, which obviously only relates to sectional title. Would this app also be beneficial for homeowners associations, for share blocks, for retirement villages?
Certainly. We do have the system itself is quite configurable in the sense that you can define the weight. We call it the weight, but the PQ value. So for HRAs, the weight will be equal to one. So every owner will have the same weight and value that they can then assign. We on share blocks, we can look at the different types of shares, the what class of shares they might have. Based on that, we can also then have a what we call a mixed scheme setup, where we could have commercial properties mixed with residentials. This is the latest trend with the mainlands. Umhlanga City, there's quite a number of those. Where on the top, we will have flats, and at the bottom, we will have shops and commercial units. So we do differentiate between that. And we can also certain resolutions to be only applicable to a certain grouping. So,
okay. Just as a matter of interest, members being in arrears with levies, not being able to vote, how are they excluded from this use of app?
Yes, so we do have the ability for you to upload and or set individual units as suspended on the body corporate site, SDSM, if they've got a judgment against them. The homeowners associations are more strict in terms of the MOI and or the constitution as to when do they restrict person from voting. So in that case, we can set the owner to be suspended and they will be excluded. When it gets to special and unanimous, we will again open it up typically.
Wow. All right. So what is your feedback from clients on that has already used this?
We are quite fortunate and very grateful that the feedback is very, very positive. We are in a position where our clients and our users are giving us a constant positive feedback. We've had a number of meetings, especially with international users on board for complexes down in Cape Town. They love the system. They love the fact that they can work remotely, cast a vote, and the vote is immediately available. So the feedback is very, very positive. We also are working closely with our clients, the managing agents and all the self-managed complexes, where they would provide us with feedback and recommendations as to how we can improve the product. And we are always open for any suggestions in terms of our deployment strategy and our development approach. We are quite reactive and responsive. Sorry, that's the word I'm looking for, more responsive. So we can push out, in terms of our development approach, we can deploy new updates every day to the system. But we try not to do that, as that can create angst and a lot of frustration with our users. So we do a proper rollout with our users so that they can understand how to use the system and what are the new features, how to use suspensions and or things like that when they come available.
All right, Beck, I suppose that's the moment where you say, I love it when a plan comes together.
True. At this point in time, I must tell you, our biggest number of sales are coming through word of mouth. So I would typically just get a call saying that they were in a meeting.
Always the best way, by word of mouth. If the thing works, talk about it. That's great. Okay, so you cater for all platforms, mobile, web, what else?
Correct. So we do have native apps for the Apple devices that's available in the Apple App Store. You can head over to the Google Play Store, and from there you can actually then download and install a native app. We do find that in some cases, corporate clients might be restricted in downloading and installing applications on the company phones, in which case they can then also from their phone and or from their PC access the application through a Chromium-based browser, allowing them to actually then log in and cast their votes without installing anything on their phones.
Yes, that's fantastic. Okay, we're coming back to what we talked about earlier. This is new. If we as managing agents decide to make use of this, is there training involved, or does it only happen just prior to the meeting? Or if we appoint you to attend to the voting and resolution count, how exactly are you involved, and do you have the staff members available to assist with something like that?
We do. Thank you for that question. As stated earlier on, we do have and we do a bit of wordplay on the term PALS, meeting PAL. So we do support you in either setting up the meeting or running the back end for you if it's your first meeting and you feel uncomfortable, or if it's an unruly bunch. We do know that some body corporates are having a different cycle and cadence. So in that case, we can provide you with that. But there's also always a 24-hour hotline available with technical support staff and even managing agents that have gone into a meeting and they typically would all of a sudden not be able to vote purely because they have not assigned the resolution typically to agenda item. They get flustered and they worry. I mean, it's very difficult to manage a meeting with, say, 100 people on the call. You're going to manage them, manage all the questions in the chat box. In that case, so what they would do is they would literally just drop me a mail. We'll get onto the call with them, join them on the call to support. And even to the point where they would just drop me a WhatsApp and say, listen, please reassign this proxy to another person. And we can do that. So we do have a technical support team and a bunch of pals every night available to support all meetings.
Okay. Well, Puna, I think you've just become my pal, and definitely our listeners too. So the hard question, where do we get hold of you or my clients? Where can they contact you to learn more or to subscribe to what you have to offer?
Thank you. Yes. So they can reach us on, they can access our webpage. The address is www.meetingpal.co.za.
www.meetingpal, M-E-E-T-I-N-G-P-A-L.
Yeah, PAL, yeah. Okay. Meetingpal, one word, .co.za. They're always also welcome to phone me directly or WhatsApp us from the site. There's also links into our WhatsApp business account, which they can phone at any time. The number is 082-451-1552. 082-451-1552.
Puna, that was so interesting. Thank you. Thank you so much. This can only enhance our industry, and I'm very sure our listeners are eager to learn more about this. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
This was FitSans Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltimer. Not only do we keep you informed on the very latest in the property industry, we also empower by expanding your knowledge base. Make sure to visit www.fitzan.co.za to find out more about sectional title scheme management, letting, sales, and trustee training. Remember to subscribe to our channel and follow us on all our social platforms.